You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network. Welcome to Prosperity for God's People, brought to you by ChristianTraders.com, the Internet's fastest growing Christian investment community, created just for you, the Christian investor.
Everybody's happy.
Striving for excellence in Christian talk radio, excellence in the world financial markets, and most of all, excellence in your personal walk with God.
Broadcasting live
from the CFRN studios in beautiful downtown Phoenix, Arizona.
Good morning, friends. Today is Thursday, February the 21st, 2008. As part of our ongoing coverage of Providential Holdings, we are talking this morning with CEO Henry Fahman. Henry, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back with the station and with our listeners here, Pastor Dwayne.
Well, you had an exciting press release out yesterday. Providential Holdings signs agreement to assist Vietnamese company with U.S. public listing. Tell us about this company.
This is a special steel company belonging to the Huling Asia Group in the South Vietnam, actually near Ho Chi Minh City, a little bit further south, about an hour and a half drive or so. The company is called Nam Kim Joint Stock Steel Company, and also known as Nakisco. And right now the company is doing about $20 million in revenue, and this past year, 2007, it was profitable, and they have a plan to ramp up the production and increase the capacity at the new facility in Bình Dương province to grow the tonnage to about 174% next year, and projected revenue for about $5 million next year. You know, the group of managers, Mr. Neep, for example, is the CEO of the company, is a Singapore trained, educated MBA, very well versed in management, and also in the skill for this particular product line. And the company, actually the parent company, has been around for a very, very long time, and they plan to use this as the platform to grow the company, not only organically but also to look at acquiring other adjacent related businesses.
What sort of a time frame are you working with?
We are looking to finish this transaction within this quarter. We would like to, and are working very hard to try to close this transaction by the end of the current quarter.
And then when would we actually see Nakisco trading on the U.S. markets?
If we are successful in completing the transaction by the end of March this year, then by that time we should be able to have a new trading symbol for the company, actually, with the new name and new trading symbol as well. Yeah.
And how will this contribute to the bottom line of Providential?
Well, we are taking just a very small portion in terms of cash payment up front, but our major profit or benefit from this transaction is to own a minority interest in the company, and help them to grow. And when we arrange to bring in financing for them and help them with their growth strategy, then, you know, the holding we have in the Nam Kim, we expect to be rather substantial, yeah.
Now, I would think that this will also create incredible visibility within Vietnam for Providential Holdings. Other companies looking to go public, looking to gain access to the U.S. capital markets, will begin to see Providential as the go-to company to make that happen.
Fortunately, yes, exactly. Yeah, we've been giving a lot of seminars to senior executives in the country over the last couple of years, 2 years, almost two and a half years. And a lot of companies, you know, their senior executive had come to our seminars and workshops. And by doing transaction like this, it increases our visibility and credibility in the country. In fact, we have more partners coming to us that want to do business with us, like asset management company in the country, brokerage firms, security company, and so forth. We'll be announcing those new pieces of news when they come, but those are types of things that are helping the company move forward with our service, providing listing and financing services for Vietnamese companies.
Well, not only is it providing you with greater visibility in Vietnam, apparently your visibility is rising here in the U.S. also, because since you and I last spoke, the share price is up about 25%.
Yes, we are glad to see that, Duane, and we believe there's still a lot more room, because right now I don't think the market fully understands what it's all about, the company, and other things that will add to the not only the top line, but also the bottom line of the company moving forward. Our first prong is the M&A, merger and acquisition advisory services, whereby we help companies get listed and go public in the U.S. and arranging financing for them so they can grow, like the example with Nam Kim Steel Company, which is mentioned. And we have other companies, you know, we can talk about a little bit later if we have time. And at the same time, we are launching the $200 million private equity fund focused on investment, on investing in Vietnam. And we've been talking with major institutional investors here in New York. Actually, I'm calling you, talking with you from New York at the moment. And then thirdly, our real estate development program in Vietnam is going very well as well. And fourthly, we do have some other components like oil and gas, alternative energy, which our associates are also working on. So all those things, you know, will work together in a combined fashion to generate streams of revenues and profitability for the company going forward.
You know, the more research I do, you already know I'm excited about Providential and all that it offers to our listeners, to potential investors, to current shareholders. But the more I study Vietnam, it appears to me that it's one of the best-kept secrets possibly on the planet. An article, it's referred to as the emerging dragon, the youngest tiger, a lot of adjectives. One article I'm looking at right here, Vietnam is set to be the strongest emerging economy in Southeast Asia with 8.5% GDP, according to Vietnam Emerging Capital Limited, VECL. Director and Chief Executive Lawrence Nguyen said that with foreign direct investment of 42.5% in 2005 to $5.8 billion and an economic forecast of 8.1% by the year 2010, Vietnam offers investors a great opportunity as Asia's youngest tiger economy. The problem there, institutions have access to investing in Vietnam, but not so much the case for the retail investor. And that's where Providential comes in. Providential is a vehicle that allows the retail investor to take part in all that's happening right now in Vietnam.
Yes, indeed, Pastor Dwayne. And let me share with you this. Actually, I was having a meeting with Mr. Ken Behrens. He used to be managing a $30 billion growth portfolio for Goldman Sachs, and was also meeting with Mr. Michael Sanderson. He used to be CEO of NASDAQ Europe. Actually, he was also a president of Reuters for a number of years. You know, we had a meeting with them yesterday together with a couple of gentlemen from Goldman Sachs, like Eric Blum, managing director of Goldman Sachs, and Daniel Seguin, and so forth. And the buzz of the day is, you know, in the past few years, we have talked about the BRIC bloc, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. But now the new buzzword is VISTA, which stands for Vietnam, India, South America. South Africa, Thailand, and Argentina, with Vietnam being the first country on, instead of the BRIC in the past. And that's where major institutional investors are looking at the moment. And indeed, just as you have quoted from the article, Vietnam has been growing very steadily over the past several years, and even this year, the projected GDP, according to the latest Congress, is about 8.5%, even 9%, and they expect to see that kind of growth in the foreseeable future as well.
The article also says that Vietnam is one of the most stable countries in the region. As the government moves to become a fully-fledged market economy, the central ministry and foreign research companies have also predicted that Vietnam will surpass China and India as a main outsourcing destination in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I think Vietnam is the right time to be, you know, and that's why at the moment, you know.
Now, as I just said, institutions are aware of what's taking place. Retail investors are a little behind the curve on this one. There's an article out in the Wall Street Journal. It came out last Thursday. Morgan Stanley is acquiring 49% of a Vietnamese brokerage, a first for a Western firm, as it seeks to establish an investment banking business in the country. The deal comes several months after a plan to team up with a government-run holding company, which did not go through. Citigroup, Deutsche Bank have both opened local offices in Vietnam, and Merrill Lynch and Credit Suisse have obtained licenses to trade securities there. That's incredible.
Well, I think, I say, Pastor Dwayne, that our eyes are in Vietnam right now, and for the right reasons. And institutional investors, of course, have a upper hand because of their ability to get into the market at a different level. But for retail investors, you know, through a vehicle like Buffett Angel Holding, for example, you know, this is a great venue for investors to participate in this market through what we're doing here.
The .91 project, because I'm not really familiar with the geography of Vietnam, although I'm learning, where is Hoi An? Henry?
Yes. Sorry,
Hoi An is that's also referred to as China Beach, right?
Yes. Actually, it's the China Beach is more toward the commonly known as the Da Nang area, but China Beach in general is stretches from Da Nang way south, you know, all along the coastal line, you know, but it's just not a small portion of it. It's the whole entire region, you know.
Because I was just looking at a development called the Hoi An Development, which is in Quang Nam Province. Are you familiar with that development?
Yes, of course. Yeah, the Hoi An, Quang Nam. Hoi An is the first trading port of Vietnam when Vietnam came into into contact with the Western world, like the Portuguese and the Spaniards and so forth, the early traders who came to Vietnam. Hoi An is an ancient town by itself. It has been assigned or designated as the UNESCO World Heritage site. You know? And a lot of tourists from all over the world come to this place. It's a great destination. And right now, Summer Dubai is taking about 10,000 acres of land in south of Hoi An to build a cluster of nine different components. I think the basic last announcement is roughly about $40 that will be invested into this area. And alongside with the Dubai capital, a group that manages about $1.8 billion in Vietnam is also investing a couple billion dollars into this area. And together with that, actually, Providential Holdings, we already started the first phase development in the, July, which used to be the air base during the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. The AMACAO division used to be stationed there with their R&R beaches, for the GIs to come back and have fun there,
Right.
Besides the operation as well. And that's the first phase we are developing right now. It's part of that total 8,000 acres Providential is undertaking alongside with Summer Dubai and Vina Capital.
What sort of forward-looking guidance can you give us as far as upcoming news, possible earnings?
For this quarter on the M&A front, we will work hard to complete two transactions, the Cat Thai Plastic Company and also the Nam Kim Steel Company, as we have just mentioned. And then for next quarter, we have two new companies we are looking at and try to consummate. One is a paper company, and another is a mining company we're working on. And along with that, we're looking to acquire some assets of a fund management company in Vietnam. Also, be in alliance with some new partners in Vietnam to increase our M&A and listing activities in Vietnam as well. So we believe just on that fund alone, and then the fund development and our trading business, our real estate development, all of those components are going alongside in parallel in full force. Yeah. So we should be able to see very positive results for this quarter and the coming quarters and with progress.
Excellent. Well, Henry, we certainly appreciate you taking time to be with us today. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, shareholders, potential investors?
Well, at this juncture, Duane, I think, especially for our new investors, I think it's a good idea to look a bit more closely into this opportunity with our company, and we'd be glad to come back with additional updates from time to time, especially with any exciting stories, so that we can keep you all abreast of what's going on.
Well, there's so much to Providential Holdings. At first glance, it's difficult for a potential investor to really see all that's going on. So I agree with you. Take some time, do some due diligence, because in my opinion, this is one of the most incredibly undervalued situations that I've seen in a number of years. And I'm excited to be an investor and excited to have the opportunity to talk with you and to keep our listeners apprised of this ongoing story as it develops.
Thank you very much, Pastor Wayne, for your kind words. And thank you, our listeners and the financial community, for your kind attention to our story.
Once again, folks, we've been talking with Henry Fahman, CEO of Providential Holdings, trading over-the-counter under the symbol PRVH. Henry, have a great New York afternoon.
thank you very much, and have a great day too, Ezra. Goodbye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.